the most momentous club meeting. Just two filling.
Bye-bye. Hi. Oh, is the club meeting over?
Yeah, they just left.
Oh, darn it. I thought I'd get home on time. What happened?
The roof fell in on me.
What do you mean?
Oh, Ethel, it's just terrible. The club voted to use the money in the treasury to put on an operetta on the 25th, and I'm supposed to be in charge.
So what?
Well, there isn't enough money in the treasury.
Well, you're the treasurer of the club. You ought to know. How much is there?
The books say $246.
Well?
Well, about a year and a half ago, Ricky wanted to go over my household account, and I was $10 short.
So?
Well, I borrowed $10 from the club treasury so that my household account would balance.
Well, $10, my goodness.
Well, you don't understand, Ethel. That was only the beginning. From then on, I borrowed from the household account so that the treasury account would balance. Then I borrowed from the treasury so the household account would balance. And on and back and forth like a tennis game. And somewhere along the line, I lost the ball.
What do you mean?
Now there's no money in either account.
Oh, my goodness, you are in a spot. What are you going to do?
Well, I was going to pay back the treasury with my household money, but Ricky doesn't give it to me until the first of the month.
And you need the money on the 25th.
Gee, I'm worried. You know how fat I look in stripes.
Why don't you ask Ricky to advance you the money?
Oh, I thought of that. I don't look good in black and blue either.
Better start thinking.
Well, I've got one last desperate idea.
What is it?
Well, we could save the royalty fee. That's $100 if we write the operetta ourselves. And then
Wait a minute. We could save the royalty fee. Who is we?
We is Ethel Romberg and Lucy Frimmel. That's who we is.
Oh, no, you don't. Just forget all about me.
Oh, all right. I'll just have to get someone else to sing the lead.
The lead?
Yeah, it's all right, though. I can find someone else.
The lead, huh?
Who could possibly do it but you? Now, the next thing we have to do is get someone to sing the male lead for nothing.
Who?
Who else but John Charles Ricardo? I got the story pretty well along. You want to hear it?
Sure.
It's called The Pleasant Peasant. She's really a princess in disguise.
That's my part, huh?
Oh, well, I kind of wanted to talk to you about that, Ethel.
Now, Lucy, you said nobody could possibly sing the lead but me.
But now, look, if Ricky's going to do the male lead, it's only logical that I sing the female lead.
Oh.
Besides, I have a much better part for you.
What?
Camille. Camille? Yeah, Camille. The snaggletooth old queen of the gypsies.
Oh, no. Now, Lucy.
Ethel, give me one good reason why you should do the female lead instead of me.
You can't carry a tune.
Well, if you're going to get petty about it.
All right, we'll audition right now. I'll go first. Get over.
Me.
On the river out. And then you come on and you sing a song about nobody being in love with you. Then the Queen of the Gypsies comes on. That's me, I guess. And predicts that you're going to fall in love with the prince and be married. But it'll come to a terrible tragedy. Then Ricky comes in. He's the prince and he takes one look at you and falls madly in love with you.
That'll take a little acting. Never mind.
Well, anyway, they have the wedding, and then, like the gypsy predicted, tragedy strikes. On the way to the prince's castle, a band of highwaymen hit the prince on the head, kidnap you, and take you to their cave in the forest. Now, the reason the highwaymen kidnap the peasant girl is that the wicked witch has turned the leader into a frog. Yeah, the leader of the highwaymen is the princess's brother who was separated from her when they were tadpoles. But she doesn't know this, see? And that's the end of the first act.
The first act?
Yeah.
How many scenes are there in that?
Only 18.
18? That'll take a lot of scenery, won't it?
Now, don't get excited. I've already rented the scenery and the costumes.
But don't you have to pay for that stuff in advance?
Sure. I gave him a check on the club treasury.
But there's no money in the club treasury account.
You don't give me credit for anything. I dated the check the day after the show. By that time, there'll be a lot of money in the bank.
Oh, dear.
You want to hear the rest of the story?
Why not?
Now, in the meantime, the prince, who thinks he's a peasant, but he's really a frog, you know, is working for Squire Quinn at the inn. And the old...
I am the good Prince Lancelot. I love to sing and dance a lot. I have a knife on a da-da-da.
None of that da-da-da stuff. Let's hear the words. They're good words. Let's hear them.
Good words? Lancelot. Dance-a-lot. Who wrote this operetta, anyway?
Who wrote it? Did you ever hear of Victor Herbert?
Well, sure.
Well, all right, then. Go ahead.
I am the good Prince Lancelot. I love...
Lucy, does this costume look right to you?
Is that what they send over?
Well, there's a lot of stuff downstairs, but I can't figure it out.
Oh, I'll just have to go down and check. I have to do everything around here. Come on, I'll take care of it. You two keep on your rehearsing. Come on now, don't stop. Let's get at it.
Yes, Mrs. DeMille. Hey, wait a minute, wait a minute. I want to talk to you about something.
What?
Well... Look, honey, I love Lucy, and she's a wonderful girl, and she's got wonderful qualities. But confidentially, when she sings, she hits a bad note once in a while.
Once in a while?
Oh, you've noticed. Well, what are we going to do about it?
You don't have to worry about it. I've already taken care of it. I talked to the women, and she isn't going to get a chance to sing by herself. Every time she opens her mouth, the entire cast will join in.
I am the good Prince Lancelot.
And welcome to the Wednesday afternoon Fine Arts League production of The Pleasant Peasant. I can't come out in front of the curtain because I have my costume on. Overture, maestro.
Thank you.
out.
Oh, that's a lovely idea.
Oh, wonderful.
Look, there's a fire again.
Well, good morning.
Good.
Bunch of pleasant peasants you are. I'm the good Squire Quinn, and I want to shout about my inn on the river out.
You can easily see the shape Squire Quinn is in.
Are lovely and full of space. There's running water in every place.
Yes, there's lots of water if you can stay. Longing out for a rainy day.
Every room has a beautiful view of sailing boats on the river blue.
You can watch the boats when the wind blows, but the squire didn't put in windows.
Lots of ale and stout are on my shelf, and I take a drop or two myself.
A drop, he says, the squire's got the gout. The stout makes him ale, and the ale makes him stout.
So ends my story, and I think that this'll be a good time to wet my whistle.
That's all there is, and it leaves no doubt
that the squire's in his inn, and his inn on the I gotta go now and polish off a few tankards.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Look who's coming yonder.
It's a peasant girl from the next village.
Thank you.
Gypsy Queen, Gypsy Queen?
Yes, little girl, and I have a prediction for you.
For me?
Yes, and I will tell it to you in my song.
My song.
Tell me.
I took the wind. And the eye of an axe.
I had the longest river down again. I put it in a pot. And what do you think I got? What do you think I got?
Come here, little girl. Sit down. Last night I had a vision.
You did?
Yes. About you.
About me?
Yes.
What was it?
Well, a handsome prince is coming and asks you to marry him. But this marriage must never take place because it'll be a terrible tragedy and mean unhappiness for everyone.
Who's that?
Your prince is coming! Your prince is coming!
His Royal Highness, the good Prince Lancelot.
Mercedes, Rosaline, Betty and Sue, Dorothy, Janice and sweet Mary Lou, Audrey, Vivi and Anastel, but that's all over with now. All I want is you, Lily. To you I'll be true. Lily, come with me and we'll ride away over the hills to my hideaway. Listen to my plea, Lily. I'm on bended knee, Lily. Please say you will, darling. Don't say you won't. Say you'll marry me.
Thank you.
Lily, will you marry me?
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
This marriage must never go on. It means nothing but tragedy and unhappiness for everyone.
Ah!
Everybody, Queen, I'd like a word with you.
Go away. This is not your cue.
I know, but there's trouble backstage.
What seems to be the trouble?
There are some men backstage who are taking away the costumes and the scenery.
Well, I gave them the check.
Boss!
It came back?
No, it was post date.
I know that.
What will we do?
Tell him to wait a minute.
But they won't do it.
Well, take a stand at it.
On with the wedding, everyone.
Played by Myra Marsh. I Love Lucy is a Desilu production.